Let's read together Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 23. In this first section of Matthew chapter 10, we have the Lord's instructions to his disciples to go out and proclaim that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Let's begin by reading the first 18 verses. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles." Once again, some background notes. The Gospel of Matthew is well known as the Gospel of the King and his Kingdom. Matthew, as you know, presents Jesus as the King. Now here in chapter 10, the King calls his disciples and instructs them to go out and preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 7 once again. And as you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." The disciples were given power to heal the sick and do miracles, and were told to travel light and not take extra money or clothes or sandals or walking staffs. They would be provided for by those who received the message of the kingdom. Now, in reference to the disciples, we see that they are called disciples in verse 1 and apostles in verse 2. A disciple is one who is taught, and an apostle is one who is sent forth with a message. The disciples were taught by the Lord, and now they are sent forth with the message of the kingdom. Now, the list of the 12 disciples given here is also given in the Gospels of Mark and Luke, Mark chapter 3 and Luke chapter 6. Comparing these lists and other scriptures, we see that Bartholomew here was probably the same as Nathanael, and Lebbeus or Thaddeus was the same as the other Judas, not Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord, but Judas the son of James of Luke chapter 6. Simon the Canaanite, or Canaanian, is not Simon Peter, but is the same as Simon the Zealot. Most likely, before he became a disciple, this Simon belonged to the party of the Zealots, who wanted to overthrow Roman occupation by force. Now notice that the disciples are instructed to preach their message only to the Jews, not to the Gentiles and not to the Samaritans. Verses 5 and 6 once again. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, why did the Lord tell his disciples not to preach to the Gentiles or to the Samaritans? Answer, because at this time, the gospel of the kingdom was being proclaimed. This was not the gospel that we proclaim today. The gospel of Christ that we as Christians proclaim today is the gospel of the Great Commission. And it is for everyone, not just for the Jews. But the Great Commission, you see, of go you into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone, was given after our Lord's death and resurrection. Well, that leaves some questions, doesn't it? And so that brings us to our doctrinal points for this section of Matthew chapter 10. And doctrinal point number one is the gospel of the kingdom was preached before the resurrection of Christ. The gospel of the kingdom was preached before the resurrection of Christ. When John the Baptist came on the scene, his message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 1, verse 2. When the Lord Jesus began his public ministry, his message was the same. Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We see in Matthew 9:35 that the Lord continued to preach this gospel of the kingdom throughout his ministry. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And now here in chapter 10, we see that the program of the king has not changed. The disciples are instructed to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Verse 7 once again, and as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, what was this gospel or good news of the kingdom of heaven that was at hand? It was the offer of the messianic kingdom, promised and prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. This kingdom was to be set up on this earth when the Messiah, a descendant of David, would come from heaven. Well, the king had come. He was here, and the offer of his kingdom was being made. It was at hand. This was the gospel that was preached before the Lord was rejected by the nation of Israel. That's why we read here that it was to be preached only to the Jews. If they would receive the king and his offer of the kingdom, then blessing would go out through Israel to the Samaritans and to the nations of the Gentiles. But we know that the king, with his offer of the kingdom, was rejected by the Jewish people. In fact, our Lord indicates here that the disciples and their message of the gospel of the kingdom would not be received by most of the Jewish people. They were being sent out as sheep in the midst of wolves, verse 16. And they would suffer persecution at the hands of their fellow Jews, verse 17. But they were to keep moving on to different cities, proclaiming this gospel of the kingdom. They were to bring a greeting of peace to the households that received them, but they were to separate from those who rejected them and their message, even shaking the dust off their feet, a symbol of separation. It was a very serious sin to reject the gospel of the kingdom. Verse 15, assuredly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. The disciples were to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves in their proclamation of this gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom was preached before the resurrection of Christ. Doctrinal point number two, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached after the rapture of the church. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached after the rapture of the church. Verses 19 through 21. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not for you to speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. We see in these verses a further description of the persecution that the followers of Christ would suffer for his sake, even betrayal in families where only some members receive the message. Now, all of this certainly has an application for Christians today. But we see from verses 22 and 23 that the reference really is to the second coming of Christ. Verses 22 and 23. "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Here in Matthew chapter 10, we have one of those prophetic passages of Scripture where we move in a few verses from the first coming of Christ to the second coming of Christ. Because the king and his kingdom were rejected by Israel, the church composed of believers of all nations was brought into being. But after the rapture of the church, the gospel of the kingdom will once again be proclaimed. It will be preached during the tribulation period, which follows the rapture. And many in the nation of Israel at that time will turn to believe in the Messiah, the same Messiah who was once rejected by Israel at his first coming. They will then believe this good news concerning the coming kingdom that the Lord will set up on this earth. This is the gospel of the kingdom that the 144,000 Jewish evangelists will preach at that time. Many Gentiles, as well as Jews, will believe this gospel of the kingdom. We learn that from Revelation chapter 7. Some believers of the tribulation will be martyred because of the persecutions, but some will endure to the end and enter into the earthly kingdom of our Lord. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached after the rapture of the church. What about practical application from this first section of Matthew chapter 10? Prepare your Bible studies and sermons. Prepare your Bible studies and sermons. Now, where do we see that practical application? Verse 19. "But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak." You know, I know Christians who have pulled this verse way out of context. They use this verse as justification for not preparing for Bible studies and sermons. They say that the Lord will tell them what to say and preach. Listen, this is bad hermeneutics. The context here has to do with when you are under persecution and don't have time to prepare what you are going to say. Now, this verse can certainly be applied to many situations today where we don't have time to prepare. Many times I've been called on to give a word and I don't have time to prepare. At those times, the Lord will give us something to say. But when the Lord gives us time to prepare, then we should prepare. And we should try and make time to prepare Bible studies and sermons. Don't pull verse 19 out of context. Prepare your Bible studies and sermons.